Joining us this morning for a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well,
good to be with you.
Good to have you. You're almost to the halfway point here. We're getting close.
Oh, I know. It feels so good. And we just passed a couple really major cutoff dates for committees, bills to make it out of their policy committees, bills to make it out of their fiscal committees. And those are big, big cutoff dates. And some of my bills successfully cleared that. But now that we're kind of done with this committee phase, we're transitioning to a new phase, which is the floor action. And so that means the senators, under normal circumstances, are all out there in the Senate chambers voting on bills. But for the next week or so, we're going to be hearing bills that have successfully advanced out of their committees. Not all bills that make it out of their committees make it to the Senate floor for a vote. But, kind of comes fast and furious because some of these bills we're not that familiar with because they're outside of the committee areas we serve on. But we're going to be doing that for the next week. On February 15th, that is the next major cutoff date for bills that had originated in the Senate. They need to pass the Senate by February 15th. For bills that were sponsored in the House, they need to pass the House by that date, too, or else they can't advance further. So we're pushing everything from the next week up until that date. And sometimes we go until 2 a.m. on some of these nights.
How about this whole redistricting situation? A lot of folks aren't happy with that. What's the story on that at this point?
Boy, it's a real mess, Jeff. I'm disappointed about how the 12th district boundaries have been proposed. It doesn't in any way resemble what the public had commented on, which is what the whole redistricting commission said they wanted to do, is receive comment and consider that comment. So anyway, the state Supreme Court acknowledged that even though the redistricting commission was late in doing their work and they did it kind of behind closed doors and arguably violated the Public Records Act and the process, or the Open Public Meetings Act, I should say, you know, it's a real mess. But now the legislature has 30 days from the start of session to bless these redistricting maps. And there are some technical changes that need to be adjusted, but there aren't a lot of changes we can make. And the House of Representatives, I think late last week, approved the redistricting, and now it's in the Senate, and we probably have to either approve it today or tomorrow, or it goes into effect by that 30-day standard without a legislative approval.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've been involved with some transportation issues. One project, this Confluence project, that would actually create another bridge over the Wenatchee River.
Yeah, really excited about the possibilities for that. It's something that the city of Wenatchee and the Chelan Douglas Transportation Council have been working on for over 10 years, and it's been the number one transportation priority of our district for several years. And the last major transportation investment package was put together in 2015 in the legislature. And these are separate from the usual budgets that are proposed. So we'll be working on the operating budget and the transportation budget and the capital budget and unveiling those proposals soon. But in addition to that, some of the transportation leaders are considering a new package of projects, in particular because they have some funding from the federal government, the infrastructure bills that was passed from the federal government that President Biden signed last November. There's this Climate Commitment Act that passed last legislative session and has some revenue scheduled to be coming into the state. And there is a possibility that the sales tax revenues for vehicles could be redirected to the transportation budget to fund projects. Right now, the sales tax on vehicles goes to the operating budget. So there's the potential to put together some of these revenue sources and make some new investments in a transportation package. And I serve on the transportation committee, and this Confluence Parkway project has been in the works for a number of years. It's a $134 million project, which is a roadway project, but it also includes a second bridge across the Wenatchee River. And it received, the city received a $49 million federal grant last year that they can put towards this project. And that leaves $85 million unfunded. And so I gathered a meeting last week with the Senate transportation leaders, the transportation committee staff, Mayor Koontz, Link Transit General Manager Richard Durock, and Jeff Wilkins, who is the executive director of the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council. And we had a great presentation before the transportation leaders, and I came away from that very encouraged. So I think there's a possibility, if this is unveiled here soon, that it'll have to come through the transportation committee. And you know, I'm trying to elevate the issue to the community, because I think there's a chance that we could get this. And if we don't get it now, because of the redistricting changes, we're going to have a lot of, in the 12th district, a lot of competing transportation projects in future years, with taking on portions of Snohomish County, portions of King County. And so, gosh, you know, with these federal grant dollars that the city received, they're time limited as well. So if we can't use these funds in a certain amount of time, you know, we may lose it. And right now, for the city of Wenatchee and all the people in the community, we just can't afford that, because we have mountains on one side of us. We have the Columbia River as another geographical barrier. And then you also have the Wenatchee River that flows into the Columbia. And there's only one access point across the Wenatchee River, and it's a very old bridge. So so I think the timing might be right to maybe get something done this year or next on Confluence Parkway.
All right. Before we run out of time, I know you've got several other irons in the fire this legislative session. Any updates there?
Yeah, so I have three bills. That voluntary school district consolidation bill that would provide incentives if school districts voluntarily consolidate. That bill has successfully passed two different committees and is poised to come to the floor at some point here soon, hopefully this next week before that cutoff. We also have that workforce housing bill that I partnered with Chelan County and Mayor Carl Florey and Jeff Wilkinson of the Chelan Valley Housing Trust and others that are supporting it. That bill is actually poised to come to the Senate floor, I hope, within the next couple days. And then I sponsored a Highway 2 study bill, and that bill is not likely to advance separately, but as I had anticipated earlier, we're probably going to try to roll that into a section of the transportation budget. But I'm really thankful that I was able to kind of bring that issue before the committee and spotlight that issue before all my colleagues. So I feel really good about my bills. And of course, this is just the Senate. I have to go through the whole process in the House, but so far, so good.
Very nice. Well, we have heard that the House has increased the total number of lawmakers allowed on the chamber floor. I think it was, the end of last week, the Senate approved doubling its number. Still, and despite all that, you're still choosing to work remotely.
Well, right now I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Senate, it's kind of a different process. Even if you're vaccinated, and I am, I'm fully vaccinated and boosted, you still have to get tested, and you have to kind of wait an hour to actually go into your offices and go into the floor, and members are stuck in their cars and, you know, calling, working from their mobile offices, as I call it. And then you go in, you have to mask up. You still have to keep distance from all your other colleagues. And honestly, like, working remotely, the way it's been set up, this is our second year now, it's working pretty well. So I think I'm going to continue to do that at least for this next week, and then kind of figure things out from there.
We hear about other states, governors all across the country, and now even Oregon putting a timeline on the mask mandate. Any discussion of that? Are we hearing anything from Olympia?
Boy, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I think likely some other states are going to have to take the lead on that before Governor Inslee will roll back some of his mandates. That's just my speculation. But I do have a sense and kind of a positive feeling. Maybe it's with the Omicron variant kind of pushing its way through. I sense that maybe the light may be at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, as in some respects, for this pandemic. I certainly hope that's the case, because after 2 years, I'd love to get back to normal if it's possible.
Absolutely.
And safe.
Yeah, absolutely. 12th District Senator Brad Hawkins joining us this morning for a Community Connection legislative update. Senator, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it, too.